Hi, I'm Jill O'Shaughnessy. You're listening to ABC Radio Perth, and here's parenting educator Maggie Dent talking about why our little boys are so anxious and what you can do.
Because so much of the behaviour that we've put under that little category of boys being boys is actually not a biological thing at all. It quite often is a response to anxiety. So anxiety is when our brain says, hey, there's a threat to my survival here. Something's not right. And remember, it's normal. It's absolutely normal for us to have it. But some of the behaviours we're now starting to identify is sometimes the aggressive behaviour, because if a boy is unable to articulate that I'm feeling uncertain and frightened right here, we have still conditioned them that they're supposed to be tough. It is still happening. So, of course, they go into warrior mode, which means anger covers anxiety. Another one's silliness. We're now starting to recognise when boys are being really silly, they're trying to get rid of that yucky cortisol in the body, which is a form of anxiety. We know that they're not falling asleep, which is common for both girls and boys. But we started to think the other behaviours around it is when we put boys in situations, particularly in transition, where they're developmentally unable to do the tasks required, that's an extremely stressful situation for a young boy. You remember, they're often looking for an external experience to make me feel good about who I am. So I am really concerned that we have got, well, there's been up to 400% increase in little boys being suspended and expelled. And I'm saying it's the system that's wrong, not our boys, and that they're actually struggling with massive anxiety because they can't do it. And then sometimes they're punished, kept in at playtime and recess time because you haven't done it, rather than I can't do it. And then that just cycles into getting bigger and bigger anxiety. So the aggressive behaviour, particularly at home and in the car on the way home, can actually be a sign that you haven't got a nasty little boy. You've got a boy who's really drowning in anxiety and stress.
For those listening in, what do we do?
Well, the very first thing is not to listen to that, the sort of conditioned mindset that that's just boys being boys and that, you know, that is something we just have to accept. Mm. I think one of the things that you don't do is ask a boy what's wrong, because he has no idea right now. I think we just got to build times and activities in their day that allows them to discharge the cortisol. So that's actually what wonderful play activities with other children, adventuresome play, racing around at recess and lunchtime, discharging excess energy, building up that beautiful dopamine, which makes them feel good. So in other words, the activity, and sometimes I've had mummies who've had these massive meltdowns after school when I've suggested to walk to a playground for half an hour, make sure you're feeding on the way. And they're finding their boys are no longer doing this, but they need the transition to get rid of the aggro. And that's your challenge. And don't forget there's some other things that boys don't always respond to your words. They respond to the gestures. Yep. So sometimes being interrogated in the car about what he did at school is actually going to really drive him mad. So tickle spot high up on the back, sometimes a little punch on the arm, sometimes just say, I miss you. Just a little gestures that bring him back down. But always make sure you feed him first, because anxiety is improved when they're not hungry.